Hi, welcome to Lizard People. This is a show where we talk all about conspiracy theories, crazy people, and kooky ideas about what's going on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Caitlin Hempstead. Let's get to the show. Sunday, I was. We went to a party, and then I was hungover in a way that I haven't been in like 3 years. I was just like, I can't get on the couch. So
that's real.
That
fun.
Was funny. I think I talked about the party instead. And then I helped my boyfriend move.
Nice.
Wild.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I went to Palm Springs.
Oh.
Yeah. Me and Cardinal Redbird rented a house, and we truly hung out in a pool and ate so many chips.
Oh, God.
There's these things that are Cheez-Its, but they're called Cheez-Its Grooves.
Stop.
And they...
Don't do this to me.
Oh, they're like thinner than regular Cheez-Its, but they still get all the flavor and they've got a good crunch.
Oh, I want one now.
Ooh, we went through... We ate so many that we had a grocery store run that was just for Grooves. It was... It's
Did you
so
like
good.
All discover them on the trip and go, this is the best?
Madeline knows about thing them. Madeline told us about them.
Yeah.
When we like got, you know, burgers and stuff for our first night's dinner. And oh man.
Yeah.
It was, you got a Grooves.
So that was the highlight of your beautiful Palm Springs trip with your best
friends. We drank a little bit. We put our bodies in some pools.
Late in the sunshine.
Grooves. Cheez-Its Grooves. Yes.
This episode of Lizard People is brought to you by Cheez-It Grooves.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in a pool in Palm Springs, be sure to eat some really heavy chips. Do you like it when I bang on the table? You don't like it. Okay.
I tell you what, I like it, but don't listen to me.
I mean, what if a compromise is I just do that every once in a while?
These are cute glasses.
Those are really cute.
Mm-hmm.
This whole goddamn house.
Yeah, this Alexis, you have very cool taste.
Yeah.
Keep this in.
Alexis, oh, you have very cool taste.
Such cool taste.
We love it. Well, do you feel like you are emotionally and spiritually prepared to get into this one?
Oh my gosh, I was born ready.
Oh, I can't wait. Real quick, our guest, returning fan fave.
That's so great.
Genuinely, someone on the Facebook was like, one of my favorites is Sarah Claspel. And I was like, boy. Sarah Claspel is here.
Thank you, my fans. I've never known I was a fan favorite until.
You are. You got to give them a nickname, like your Claspies.
Yeah, Claspies? Claspy Fansies?
Claspy Fansies.
Sure.
Yeah, well, this one goes out to all the Claspy Fansies. She's back, baby. Improviser, actor, director, podcast host of her very own now.
I am.
Yeah. Do you want to real quick say the name of your podcast?
Oh, my gosh. You got to check out my podcast. It's so stupid. It's called Everything is Rent. It is about the Broadway musical Rent, not the film. I host it with Beth Appel, and each episode we bring on a guest to talk about their experience with Rent, and we listen to and talk about a track from the soundtrack.
Oh my
or
God.
the stage. What is the Broadway recording?
The official cast recording.
So we even do the songs that are like 20 seconds long.
And that's just someone's episode. And that just sucks for them.
And then we just talk about, yeah, we've had we had Lauren Adams, if you know her. She's on.
Superstore. Mm-hmm. I love her. Oh, no.
No, she's on Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's okay.
Who am I thinking of?
America Ferrera.
Lauren Ash.
Lauren Ash.
I'm a
also great
dick.
She hasn't been on my podcast, but Lauren Adams has. And she's a big musical theater gal. And she was so mad that we had her on for like voicemail number two.
Because she was like, I want to talk about Light My Candle.
Yeah. Truly.
Yeah.
And we were like, nope, you're going to listen to this 15-second song that is just Mark's mom leaving a voicemail.
Mark's weird caricature of a Jewish
mom. Oh, man. We got people that love Rent, that hate it. It's great.
Yeah.
And truly so niche and very dumb. And I couldn't be more pleased.
I'm thrilled with it. I loved the time that instead of doing a Herald, you guys just got on stage and did an abbreviated version of Rent and pranked the whole audience.
We did. It was on April Fool's
with
Day.
The improv team. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We were supposed to improvise and we rehearsed like at 8 a.m. multiple times that week.
Oh my God, it's such a good joke. Jesus. Well, listen to that, but first listen to this one because yes. We've got a whopper and it's in the news. It's very topical.
Oh man.
It's not Roseanne, but it's a similar big story that is breaking.
Crazy thing. Is it breaking right now?
It probably broke like 2 weeks ago.
I think it's breaking constantly.
Yeah, there's always more to find out. Would you like to say what you're here to argue today?
Yeah. Here's what I'm not even trying to argue it. I'm just trying to tell you the truth that the British royal family, they're lizards, y'all. You heard of lizard people? Have you come to this podcast thinking we were going to talk about lizard people? Because today we are reptilians, the queen herself. And you know who?
HRH.
Oh, yeah. Her Royal Highness, Queen Elizabeth II of England. She's a reptilian.
Well, great. Yeah. Super. And if you're just coming to this podcast for the first time, you just nailed it. You did exactly right. Because this is everything we like. Celebrities, stupid shit, lizards, David Icke, big drama.
Oh, yeah.
Potential cannibalism that remains to be seen if we'll get into that part of the theory. So what about this theory, may I ask, is so compelling to you?
There is, listen, we've been talking about reptilians for years. David Icke, who you've probably heard about on this podcast. He has been talking about this, I don't know, since like the early 2000s, late 90s, something like that.
Yeah, ever since he went insane on British TV.
Yeah, he really did.
He was like a normal presenter and then like came back for an interview and was like, I figured out the truth.
And but also I think he truly believes it. And I'm not entirely sure he's crazy. I don't know if he's right.
OK.
But like, I don't know if I side with him, but I think that this is possibly true.
OK.
Yeah, people have been talking about reptilians, and it's usually, it's almost always like famous people. It is people who are very wealthy. Like, they've been talking about it since the, what is the name of those people?
Hold on, let me, I just recently. I know you have
the Rothschild family.
I knew it was Jewy. It was some sort of one of those conspiracies.
It was some R. You said Rockefeller and I was like, ooh, we're so close.
Ooh, not quite.
People have been taught, and that was long ago.
Yeah.
But people have accused, Barack Obama, I've seen videos of Angelina Jolie's lizard eyes online. Listen, you go on YouTube and there is so much.
There's a Miley Cyrus one that kind of kicked this podcast off of, I just Googled conspiracy theories to see if it would work. And a YouTube video of Miley Cyrus blinking her eyes sideways popped up. And I was like, now this is going to work.
Because like how lizards have that like under eyelid, the two eyelid thing, we all know. And I think recently, within the past few weeks, I read a headline that Vladimir Putin said that the Queen Elizabeth is a reptilian.
Wow. In what publication did you find that?
I don't know. Okay. The internet?
Weekly World News?
That sounds pretty... listen, Vladimir Putin is... he's very reliable.
Yeah, now that's a reliable source. just a super quick tangent. In your family, did they call farting pooting?
Yes, sometimes. Okay. Or toots. Yeah. Tooting.
Tooting. Mm-hmm. Just the first time that I heard Vladimir Putin's name, I simply couldn't believe that a real person was named Vladimir Fart.
I so I've almost never said his name out loud, and so that's why I'm saying it so little right now, because each time I say it, I don't trust myself.
The U is just a little Putin. Different at Vladimir Putin.
Putin. It is Putin.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't speak Russian.
I don't know.
I'm from America.
I also looked it up, and there's a video from 2016 where President Putin calls Queen Elizabeth a reptilian.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. But here's, so it's widespread.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And there is a statistic. It's from Wikipedia, so who knows? But it said that, what is it? Like, 4% of people believe that reptilians exist, that there are people, shapeshifters, who are actually lizards, alien lizards.
Okay. Well,
and they can shapeshift into humans.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. This is the time that I wish I were smarter so I could be like, well, 4 out of 100 Americans also believe that the Antichrist is real. But
I mean, that's probably true, too.
Yeah, I think it's got to be more than that.
I mean, if you think about 4 out of, like, think of 100 people in your head, 4 of them are going to think insane, weird stuff.
Michael.
You might be the one.
Ben. I might be. You might. Sorry, I was trying to count to 100 people.
Yeah, we got Michael. We got Ben.
Alexis.
Okay.
Maude.
Maude's a cat, so.
Oh, no. I don't know enough. I don't have very many friends.
Turns out you're the one.
Out.
You're one of the 4.
Oh, no.
Who believe something weird.
It's true.
You think cats are people. Great. 4 in 100.
Hey, come on. Cats are people. They should have all the same rights.
You know what? I think we're changing the subject of this podcast.
You're
today.
Right. I might be deflecting. But
yeah. Because cats are people, and I believe that.
I think that they should be able to vote. I think that they should be able to have jobs.
Why not?
They should pay taxes. No more laying around all day. Pull your weight.
Ugh.
Maude over there.
Good
licking
luck
yourself.
Good luck getting her to pay any taxes or do anything.
Amen.
I know
that's
Maude.
A welfare queen if I've ever seen one. Reagan. Okay. So Putin thinks that Queen Elizabeth is a lizard person. Mm-hmm. 4% of Americans think that Queen Elizabeth is a lizard person.
Yeah.
But what's the evidence?
Okay, there are some videos
online.
Okay, online doesn't lie. Here's why I truly think it might be true, okay? I'm not going to 100% you, but I don't 100% anything, okay? I don't 100% think cats should vote. 99%? Maybe.
Okay, that 100. Sounds very sane.
Yeah. But the royal family, like, the royal family specifically,
okay,
because they are so weird. They are so, their lives are, they're, you can, granted, okay, so they're so weird, that's not a real reason. But if the queen wanted, she could have no one touch her ever.
True.
There is a chance that if they wanted to, the royal family would never have to be touched and rarely seen by anyone in the world.
Okay.
They have that power. So if they are weird shape-shifting aliens, there's different theories on it. There is a theory that, God, how do I even explain this? Because it's... so
it
complicated.
It goes so deep is the thing. And a noob like me can barely understand.
Oh, yeah. There's one theory that it's perception based. Okay. So there's like, gosh, I'm going to get this wrong. So please don't hate me, Facebook. Class B fansies. Class B heads.
Oh, cute. I love it.
There's this theory that there's like different planes of reality. Mm-hmm. And that, what is it? It's like perception. And so you are perceiving me to look this way. I look like a human. I look so cool.
Oh, my God. And I just want to take a quick second to say that Sarah looks like the coolest motherfucker on the planet.
Oh,
it's
man.
Crazy.
I'm wearing a black hoodie. I've got my hair up because I didn't shower today.
Hell yeah, dog. That's a person who does not care.
Oh, man. I look so cool. I don't even care.
It is a nice shirt, though.
Thank you so much. I got it at Costco.
Oh!
Would you believe it?
Are you shitting me?
I'm not.
Wow.
You guys, Costco has a couple of winners.
Can I get a little sample, like a collar to wear around, see if I like it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah. Are they handing them out?
I'll tear off my collar right now.
I could never. No, it looks perfect. Great.
Go for it.
So they are able to like manipulate our perception of them on this plane of existence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's either our perception of them, and there also is this other thing that is connected to that, but the base of our brains, the cerebral cortex, maybe, is similar to that of a lizard's. And people like David Icke, right? David Icke, that's his name. Mm-hmm. And others believe that it is, they can control us in ways, and that the cerebral cortex, that lizard brain is the part that they can control us with, and that it is they are feeding off of our fear.
Yes, I believe we glossed over this one in the last episode, but yeah, it's that like they are nourished by human fear, and so they cause war and bloodshed and like panics, and they're in the news, and they're
which is why they want to be in places of power.
Okay. Okay. You know,
your Miley Cyrus is of the world. She's causing wars left and right.
Terrifies me. So it's working. Is she a hippie or a country girl? I can't tell. Okay. All right. So that's why they're in the royal family.
Yes. And just high up, the Bush family is rumored to be, the Clintons. I don't know why so many Democrats, but very rude of lizards.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it seems like they're splitting it up because the Bushes are all Republicans. Clintons are Democrats. Obamas are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Trump
is not a reptilian.
Oh, God. It's the cerebellum. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got a fact checker.
Thank you for being smart.
It's almost like you knew that because you have a lizard brain.
Wait a freaking second. Wait, don't we all have lizard brains?
Oh, okay. Great. That checks out.
Okay. Phew. Your cover is intact. No, don't unzip your skin suit. No. So they're in positions of power.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, there is this. David Icke is not 100% great, sure. Some people think he is being anti-Semitic with these accusations.
When he says lizards, what he means, it's Jews.
Yes. And I've heard different I've heard something that I want to believe because I don't want to think that anyone is anti-Semitic, because that's stupid and bad of anyone to be. But that he believes there's this text. God, I wish I remember what it's called. I'm full of facts.
Hard, cold facts.
Oh man, I'm full
of
facts.
A book called something. Is it the Protocols of the Elders of Zion?
Yes, it is. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
It's always popping back up.
Sure. And if you're talking anti-Semitism, that's what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Because that is, you probably know this better than I do because you run a conspiracy theory podcast. Yeah, probably. But it's a forgery saying, hey, we're Jews. We're trying to take over the world and et cetera, et cetera.
Our main favorite thing is to eat Christian babies and destroy the banks.
Yeah, totally. And then someone, quote unquote, found this and was like, Jews wrote this. This is whatever. David Icke has said that he thinks that lizard people, lizards from outer space.
Sure.
That they are the ones who forged it.
Okay.
And that when who wrote it, and when at the time, say, calling someone a Jew, it was like more of an insult than saying you are of Jewish heritage.
Okay.
So he is saying that
Jews wouldn't have written that about themselves, sort of?
Or something like that. Or that when it was written about these lizard people and not about Jewish people.
Okay.
That these lizard people were are the ones who are trying to take over banks and stuff like that, which is true.
Okay.
But I mean, this is like,
okay,
this theory has its fingers in every pie.
It really does.
Is that a phrase?
Yes, but it always feels nasty to me.
It feels gross.
There's something about it.
It's something. Ew.
You just like a chili. Here's a cherry.
Ew. Gross.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. So lizard aliens came to Earth because our fear is delicious.
Sure.
They infiltrated our power structures.
Mm-hmm.
They pretended to be Jewish for reasons that are complicated.
Sure, why not?
And they wrote forgeries about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But how specifically did they get into the British royal family? What's your theory on that?
Okay, here's the thing. The theory is that these lizard alien people, these reptilians, they created humans. They were around before humans.
What?
They created humans so that they could feed off of us. There's also a theory that they wanted gold and they wanted humans to mine all the gold. I don't know if I believe that.
Okay.
That sounds crazy. The rest of this
that's where you draw the line.
I mean, the rest of this is normal and nice.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
I would describe it as normal and nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are their farmed species.
Totally. And so there are, but there are also different levels of these. There's like the full lizard alien people, but there are also hybrids. They're human lizard hybrids, and that is what the royal family is. They are human lizard hybrids, I think. Though the queen might be one of the a non hybrid. She might be
just a full lizard.
A full lizard.
What's the advantage of humping us till the babies happen? Which is, of course, what I call reproduction.
It's like, what? Humping us till the baby? You said it in a way that I am dumb and would never have thought that was reproduction.
My deal is I grew up in the Bay Area, had like a really good sex positive sex education. So I don't call
so
it
great.
Like intercourse. I call it humping it till the babies happen.
Yes.
And that's just what I'm comfortable with.
Good. That's how I'll refer to it from here on out.
Thank you so much. That's really respectful of you.
I think so they could more easily infiltrate.
Okay.
I believe. But I think there's also many many different levels of human and human to lizard hybrids.
Okay.
So it's not just like lizards, humans, human lizards. There's like
1/8 lizard.
Sure.
1/16.
And yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, they have been around since before humans. So they were the ones who it's so easy to manipulate when you're like, okay, we're smarter than you and we've created you and cool, I'm just going to be your king now. And then it's like, okay, you seem to know everything, so that makes sense. And then it's just been, and that's why there's so much inbreeding that has happened in the royal family.
Okay, okay.
And it's, they don't look, you know, they say that the features of the royal family are kind of unusual because of inbreeding, like sharper noses and, you know.
No chin.
Sure. And like weird bony
no
faces
hair.
And not bony face, whatever.
Okay.
But I think it is sure because of inbreeding, but only because they want to keep it in the lizard family. So also they're lizards. So of course they're not going to look like normal human beings.
Of course they look like weird little middle-aged men when they're 22.
Listen, I want to put this out there. I've got no shade for Queen Elizabeth II.
But all the shade for everyone else in that family.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like, I saw a video of her husband, Prince Philip, doing that like weird eyelid, closing your eyes. Yeah, lizard eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a weirdo. Also, I'm watching The Crown, so.
Okay, so that brings me to one of my main questions. Like, what is the point of The Crown in their dastardly plot? You know what I mean? Like, why would they let a dramatic reenactment be made of them and all of their dramas?
Interesting. Maybe to lead us astray. To be like, because The Crown, if you've seen it, it's so good.
gorgeous. It's I love it.
Gorgeous.
It's a feast for the senses.
It's a feast for the whole senses. The smells, the tastes.
Yeah. The damn Prince Philip is hot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And Princess Margaret is a She's fun.
Yeah.
She's like such a fun character.
Yeah, she's a fun, chill babe. I love her.
Oh my God, John Lithgow. Oh. Every time they cut to him and he's like doing that hunched over Churchill.
That's my impression.
It's exactly correct.
When they did the fucking Gary Oldman movie came out, I was like, why? We have John Lithgow. In every generation, you only need one Churchill impersonator and we have Lithgow.
Yeah.
So fucking why?
Why? Yeah. Why anybody else?
What is the crown for? Oh.
I thought we were just gonna harumph at each other back.
There was like another 20 minutes of podcast. That's a lot of time. Harumphing.
is to make them seem more human. Because the crown, you're seeing all of their you're seeing them acting vulnerable, and that's not something you see, and it's something that they constantly talk about on the crown, like, you are not a celebrity, you are a regal symbol.
So you have to be strong.
So I just watched an episode where Margaret is like taking over duties for the queen because she's out doing tours somewhere, and Margaret is like, I'm so funny and cool, I want a party and be interesting and funny. And the queen is like, no, you need to apologize to all these people. The crown should not be human. The crown should be a symbol.
Fascinating. Yeah. Especially because I feel like in recent years, they've totally embraced like, yeah, we'll be celebrities.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Totally.
Like, yeah, there's all these rules, but like, you're going to take pictures of us on vacation and that's fine.
Totally.
Speaking of vacation pics, I want to ask you about this. Princess Kate, née Middleton, was photographed with her boobies out on vacation on a hotel balcony after they were married. It is a grave slip. It was published by, I think, The Sun, or maybe it was like only American tabloids because the British ones couldn't.
I mean, those European tabloids are nasty.
Oh, they're nasty. They'll publish freaky boobs,
and they'll sell them right on nothing is censored.
Yeah, and a little child can come along and go, I want to touch those.
It's so rude.
And they can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is the paparazzi has access to these people. Mm-hmm. They can get them in vulnerable times when they don't think that they are in the public eye. Mm-hmm. And what I want to know is, why don't we have anything but those eyeball pictures? You know what I mean? Why don't we have reputable, hard evidence, visual evidence of them mid-transition looking like lizards? Because those eyeball pictures, real or not, are easy to shop.
Sure.
Why don't we have the real deal?
You know, I don't think they don't transform into lizards unless they are. This is so convincing. Unless they're underground. They live underground.
Okay. Why?
Because they know. Because they know people are out there. I mean, it's easy to let an eyeball slip. You know, because like you get like
how often am I thinking about my eyeballs?
For sure.
Not much.
No, not at all. I mean,
acutely now.
Have you ever is this something that you have, or do you have a friend who has a lazy eye?
I do have a lazy eye.
Because, yeah, one of my best friends in high school had a lazy eye, and you couldn't tell unless she was getting sleepy, and then it would like really come out. And I think that's what happens with lizard eyes. They're like they're not on their guard, they're a little sleepy or something.
Okay.
But they're David Icke has he has a lot of not photos but like testimony from people.
Yes.
Lots of interviews.
See some of that. Yeah. From all around the world, people saying, I don't know, I was just working in my shop. This guy came in. He turned into a lizard in front of me and then he left.
Yeah. There's a woman. Her name is something. She's got a name. Who could know? But she, O'Brien. Someone O'Brien? Katie O'Brien? Kathy O'Brien? Someone named O'Brien. Let me see if I can find. I can't. It doesn't matter. This woman, she she claims to have been like, because also another thing that it's said that these lizard people do is like abusing children, using them. I don't want to get into it because it's bad and terrible.
It's so bad. It's not fun.
But this woman believes that she was abused as a child by like people in power, by the Bush family, I think. And she says she was telling David Icke that like she has repressed memories, you know, like when people say they've been abducted and then those memories come up. And that's true as well.
Okay.
Or not. But, you know, it might be. Who knows? Okay. But she believes that she was being read a story by George Bush Sr. And in the book, there was like a lizard in it. And he like points at the book and then he turned his face into a lizard face. And then he turned back into himself. Yeah. And that she also said that she had a meet. I don't know how she knows all these people. She met with like the president of Mexico or something.
Okay.
And who said something about I don't remember. But something about Mayans and lizard people and, you know, you get it.
I see where this is going.
They had a war or they were friends or something in between.
And then there was some sort of interaction.
Yeah.
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 Or lack of interaction.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Does that convince you?
I mean, I'm sold. There either were or were not interactions between these people or other people.
But the Bush family and the royal family, the British royal family.
They're for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're lizards, dude.
Okay, dude.
You're friggin' lizards.
Okay. Here's another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard of a little someone called Meghan Markle?
Sure.
What's her role in all this? Because she just married into this family.
Yeah.
So she was, to put it bluntly, just another Hollywood actress. She was doing well for herself. She was charming. She was nice. She was pretty. But, you know, she was just sort of one of the common folks in her way.
Sure.
Now she is married into this powerful royal family of potentially reptoids.
Yes.
Did she know? Did she not know? Is she about to find out in a horrible way?
She did not know.
Okay.
I don't think she knows, but I don't think she knew. I think she probably knows now.
I would hope. You have to be honest with someone before you marry them.
Because I think there also is the conspiracy about Princess Di's death. Like, is it connected to this? Is it because Princess Di knew and she was going to go to... go to the press or that they just didn't feel safe that this woman who would be queen divorced her husband and, you know, has this information out there. I think the British royal's relationship with I think everything since Princess died has been different. They've changed the way that they deal with people. Okay. I think on a human level, as their like partial human selves, and also as lizards, reptiles, I think they have had to kind of get like I think that's like the whole Princess Kate thing. Princess Kate was treated pretty poorly by everybody, and I don't think the Queen likes anybody that her grandsons date for a little while at least.
Okay,
I mean, I think that's. That's pretty typical for family.
Especially like a snooty old rich lady.
Oh, for sure. She's 1,000 years old or more. Boy, I mean, who knows?
Oh, boy. That lady is elderly.
She is. She's kicking.
Did you see her little outfit at that wedding?
It was like neon green.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was like neon
was
green and purple.
Lizard green, would you say?
Okay. I'm putting that in your column.
Okay.
You do get a point for that one.
I will also, only because I'm a fan favorite, so you say, I will mention that the first time I came in this podcast, what I said kind of ended up being true about the, like, Siri and stuff listening to us.
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't like...
Because there's been lawsuits about it since.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm not going to say you're never wrong.
Okay.
But your track record is pretty strong.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so.
Okay.
Is Meghan Markle being paid to be quiet, bribed, hypnotized?
No. The thing is, because I, she and Harry are so far from being king and queen.
Yes.
Because we've got Prince Charles, who when he takes, when he becomes king, will be the oldest person to become, like.
To start being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be the very oldest because Queen Elizabeth is not done being queen.
Jesus Christ. And yeah. I don't wish ill on her, but.
No, not at all.
Goodness, when will she die?
And I think this is another thing. Like, they say that, that these reptilians live for thousands of years, or at least hundreds of years. I mean, there's one or add a zero, take a zero, whatever you want.
The Mayans may or may not have known about the lizard.
Sure, they may have known and they may have liked it or not. Take a zero, leave a zero.
Sure.
But that that these people in history don't, these reptilians don't die. They just go away and transform into someone else. And I think Queen Elizabeth II is like, I'm not done.
Wow. So she's maybe going rogue a little bit.
Yeah. I think she's, and I think she's one of the most powerful reptilians on the planet.
Okay.
You know who was also rumored to be a reptilian?
Who?
Vlad the Impaler.
I did see that mm-hmm. one because his savagery, mm-hmm. he was like a glutton for fear.
Totally. For fear.
Hungry.
And there also is a theory that they drink blood as well.
Boy, oh boy, they are nasty little freaks.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. I say no. So Meghan and Harry are far enough away that maybe
yeah,
she just doesn't even know.
Far enough away that she either just doesn't know. Though it's weird. I mean, do they live in that house? Probably not.
I think maybe they live in like a cottage on the property. There's
sure.
some like Graysmere house or something like
some
that.
Some cottage that's bigger mm-hmm. than like all of
yeah, yeah. It's
my
like
neighborhood.
A 14 bedroom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, little cottage. Yeah,
oh, yeah. But I think, yeah, I think they're just so far from it. Yeah. I think she and Harry have a real love story.
I do too.
I love them
I
so
really
much.
I really love them.
I don't know why. It doesn't matter.
I feel like people probably felt when Princess Diana married Charles, which mm-hmm. is just like, why do I care? But I do.
Totally. And she's so cool. She's an American.
She's a divorcee. She is
yes.
a biracial woman. She's so
yeah.
cool.
She's so much more human than truly all of them combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they need her.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now you got me doing it.
Oh,
no.
I mean, can you believe she was out with Prince Harry and she wore ripped jeans and it was in the newspaper for a week
as being like a scandal?
Truly. That's the most insane thing.
That's
they
insane.
Need her. They need Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We all need Meghan
Markle. We all need Meghan Markle.
OK, next question.
OK, great.
If these lizards. Mm-hmm. are farming us, if they created humanity, mm-hmm. why do they even need this elaborate charade? Why can't they just stick us all in pens, drink up our fear, make us farm their gold, and not pretend to be one of us in the first place? Why bother letting us create a society and infiltrating it?
Sure. I think if we are, if we lived constantly, like, as slave laborers, our fear would go down because that would be the norm. So okay. if we live normal, happy lives for the most part, normal, neutral lives, then our highs are higher and then our lows are much lower.
Okay.
So they can feed off of more fear from our lizard brains.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good answer. Okay, fascinating. Mm-hmm. And that's why they just have these elaborate spooky scares. Oh, okay, but here's mm-hmm. a question. Why does it feel like the world is getting scarier? Why does it feel like things are getting worse overall
yeah.
for the majority of people?
I wonder if there are...
And maybe that's not true, maybe that's just my little American bias. But it seems like things are getting scarier.
Yeah. I mean, for some people, though, it feels scarier for... And I wonder if there maybe are more more reptilians living in America now. Maybe there are more... You know, high-powered bankers and you know, Rothschilds of the world living, you know, I saw a video of Angelina Jolie doing that. I've already mentioned it, but I'll say it again.
But it's striking.
She's got to feed off of somebody's fear.
Yeah, it's true. Probably those 14 kids she adopted.
Yeah.
Oh. Ugh. Oh, they're all so cute.
They're so good. I just wish them the best.
I want the best for everyone we've talked about so far.
Except for Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
You know what? I wish him okay, but.
Okay.
I wish for him to like figure it out and like change his whole ways.
Yeah. In general, I would always prefer people figure their shit out than that they just die.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's better.
Yeah.
For the world.
Yeah.
Stop poisoning people, you dick.
Ugh. What a dick.
Last question.
Okay. Wow. Last.
If you can believe it. And then you can talk more. why not Trump? Why isn't Trump a lizard?
Because. He somehow, I feel like he's surrounded by lizards.
Okay.
I think he's surrounded by reptilians, and I think they know that they can tell him he's important, and they can tell him that they're important, and that he'll do, like, he's easily manipulated.
So he's the lizard Manchurian candidate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about Ivanka? Lizard or no?
Ivanka feels like a lizard, right? But I don't know.
But Ivana Trump doesn't feel like a lizard.
Doesn't feel like a lizard. Though, okay, here's the thing. Okay. You don't have to be born a lizard to be a reptilian.
A reptilian. This I did not see.
Oh, yeah. here we go. Here's my Hail Mary. Last minute. It's they can possess people as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Through magic or blood infusions?
Sure.
Or, okay. Yes, is the answer.
Maybe through your lizard brains? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
So they got to Ivana.
I think they did.
Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Yeah. Melania? Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. She could be.
Maybe.
I mean, I feel like if she was a, if she was a reptilian, I'd choose a happier life.
Yeah.
She doesn't ever seem happy.
No. I mean, she certainly chose it and continues to choose it.
Sure,
every maybe day when she wakes up.
Maybe she loves it. And yeah. Good. Great.
Yeah. Maybe she eats her own fear. I don't know. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Oh, actually, I forgot. I do have one more question for you. So Bush's, sure, a lot of power. Putin, absolutely. He's got a lot of power if he is a lizard person or if he's just calling the shit out. The British royal family's power is like largely ceremonial now. Mm-hmm. So like back in the olden days, it seemed like it was, you know, more real. They could be like, cut off that guy's head.
Sure.
But now they're sort of more like, we're going on a tour to shake a bunch of hands.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they continue possessing this family that can't really do anything?
I think they still do things. I mean, the Queen meets with the Prime Minister every week. British rule is not what it used to be, but they still have their fingers in a lot of pies.
Yuck!
I'll say it again.
Oh, nasty.
It's very gross. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they still have a lot of influence. Like the... there is so much of the world that speaks English because of British, you know, the British Empire. Sure. Are they still taking places over? No. Are they the biggest power in the world right now? No. They're still like up there. They're important. Hey, Brits, if you're listening, you're important.
Hey, gotta give it up to you.
Truly.
You still got a cultural hegemony that can't be stopped.
You're making all of the shows that I watch.
Thank you for Sherlock.
Truly.
And Doctor Who, ooh, baby.
Right now, all I'm watching is like the darkest and the lightest. I'm watching Great British Bake Off, and I'm watching Luther and Peaky Blinders and Sherlock.
God, I love Peaky Blinders.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
It's fantastic.
Oh, speaking of hotties, Cillian Murphy is a hot
lizard. Oh, man. If he's a lizard, keep it up, man.
I'll take it. I wish we were all lizards if that's what lizards look like. Ooh, daddy. Alexis, destroy the tank. Okay. This brings me to, I think, a thing that is maybe my big argument in all of this.
Great.
empires rise, Sarah.
Sure.
And yet they also fall.
They do.
For instance, I would like to talk about Oliver Cromwell. Everything was going normally in England. The British monarchy was chugging along with King Charles I. And then there was an upheaval. Oliver Cromwell, a real round-headed piece of shit, came into power and had King Charles I executed and instituted a shitty reign of Protestant assholery. Not that the monarchy was that great, but it, from all reports, it sounds like it was a bummer. Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of people executed. Why would the lizards allow things like this to happen? Why is it that these empires never last for long, that famous families die off? If they were so all-powerful, why wouldn't they always be in power?
I think it is, I don't think they are like gods where they can control everything.
Okay.
I think they have power. And a powerful people keep power a lot of the time because they have money and power and people think they're great. But I don't think it is 100% that everything is fated to happen in a certain way. I think that's why we know about them. That's why we know about reptilians. There is also the idea of reptilians is tied to the idea of the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. And that it really does get into all of that.
Oh
everything.
My God, it's in every pie. I hate this metaphor and I will not stop using it. No, I just want a pie.
Yeah, I'm starving.
I should have brought pie.
I gotta get my fingers in some pies after this.
Just scooping them out. Mm-hmm. I think there are rising and falling empires, but I think as empires rise, they infiltrate those. They get in the brains of those people, or they just infiltrate their ranks otherwise with their confidence and coolness.
Yeah. Oh, they look so cool, kind of like you.
Am I a lizard or what?
Or what?
God, I wish.
Ooh, daddy. Okay. So when a sort of lizard empire falls and a human empire starts to rise, they get their scaly little fingers in there.
Totally. Yeah. They're not like all in one boat. Okay. You know, you sink that boat, they got more boats, baby.
Oh, they're made of boats.
Oh, yeah, lizards are made of boats.
Oh, my God, it all makes sense. It all comes back around. Oh, my goodness, this has been a wild ride. Do you have any other points that you didn't get to make about the British royal family being alien lizards?
I mean, look at them. Aren't they weirdos?
They really are. They're such freaks.
And they just like their whole lives are so separate and so different from everyone else. Like, I think about this sometimes how like, yeah, any celebrity that you can think of like Tom Cruise or whatever. Like, when's the last time he just went to a grocery store and was able to go to a grocery store and get groceries? Never. Or I mean, tens of years, 10, 20, 30 years. When's the last time anyone in the royal family was able to go to a grocery store? Truly never, ever. Like,
not even their great-great-grandparents have ever been to a grocery store.
Yeah. I guess if they were, like, disguised, maybe. But,
Yeah.
They can't go out and just be normal humans. And I think
they don't carry money, mm-hmm. I heard.
Yeah. Why would they? If a queen goes into your shop, are you going to be like, that's going to be $4 for that little hand pie?
Honestly, yes. Just to say I did it.
Yeah,
you might as well. A hand pie, yum. A Ooh. Pie you can eat with your hands.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
just like a little, I'm all about empanada. Pies right now. God.
Oh, my God. There's this place in New York called Empanada Mama. And it's open late, so you get drunk and then you stop by and then you eat 100 empanadas.
Oh my God. Oh, this man. Is a dream. We're all gonna be in New York. So this is gonna be a
treat. Well, I'll meet you there. I'll see you there.
Empanada Mama,
Saturday
2 a.m.
2 in the morning.
July 1st. Let's do it.
Great.
See you all there. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
What a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
I need to take some time to just sort of mull this over and decide, evaluate it, decide if I'm convinced or not.
Sure.
So I need you to just kill some mic time. You can talk about rent you could talk about how it feels to be a podcaster, but it feels like you want to talk about Rent.
I mean, podcasting is so fun. It's great. But I tell you what, the musical Rent is so good and so bad. I will say this. It's so bad in so many ways, but it's so good in so many ways. Did you know? This is common knowledge to Rent heads out there, but if you're not a Rent head, let me convince you to listen to my podcast. That the guy who wrote it, Jonathan Larson, he died the night before their dress rehearsal. So it was still being shaped. It's not what you see now and what has been running on Broadway and in high schools and community theaters for since 1994. Or whatever, is not a finished product. It's like there are so many songs that are not perfect. And one or two songs that are just bad. But isn't it so interesting and fascinating?
That is interesting.
Anyway.
To me?
Yeah. It's such a stupid musical. I love it so much.
I also love it. I can't help it. But I also flash back to all the times in high school when girls auditioned with like My Candle or whatever.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so painful, but it's so good.
At the talent show when I was a junior or a senior, there was a musical theater. There we go. Mm-hmm. Gal. Who she did Maureen's monologue, which is the Over the Moon.
Jumped in. No.
Yes, it is. It's within the play, it's an insane thing that the audience kind of gets on board for. Out of context, it's fully insane. And she did this whole thing telling the audience to moo. And everyone was like, what is at the talent show?
At the talent show. You can do that in front of your musical theater class when you're workshopping stuff. Only. And probably not even then.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I had seen Rent at that point, I recognized it, but was like, oh no.
What is that girl doing now?
I don't know. She's probably cool and great somewhere.
Name her name. Okay. I've come to a verdict on how much I'm convinced.
Wow.
Want to believe. Mm-hmm. So just how fun and wacky it makes the universe. Out of 10 pie fingers, I'm going to give this... a 6.
Ooh, 6 pie fingers.
It's fun. I don't.
Just 6 fingers covered in apple or cherry pie.
Yeah.
A little bit maybe of meringue on the thumbs.
I did a pecan one and it hurt. It's really fun. I don't like the child touch and stuff.
Nope,
and I don't like the fact that our free will is in their hands.
Yeah.
But.
For sure.
It's pretty fun and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do believe out of 10 just how much I'm. Cold, hard convinced.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I have 10 tax-paying cats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this a 4.
Oh, all right.
I'm kind of sold.
A 4 is great.
A 4 is pretty high for me.
For any conspiracy theory.
I think so. I mean, you know why?
I'm honored.
Because 1, you had an answer for every question. Mm-hmm. And 2, all the motivation in the world is there.
Yeah.
It all fits together. Mm-hmm. Of course they would not just keep us as slaves, but give us the illusion that our lives are our own. Of course they would be in all the royal families.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all powerful, but they're pretty fucking powerful.
Yeah. I mean, if I were that powerful, I'd be in a royal family somewhere.
Oh, God. Yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm. I want to never carry money again.
Oh, my God. It'd be a dream.
Get all my hand pies for free.
Oh, so many free hand pies.
So other than everything is Rent.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to promote? Also, I got that right, Everything is Rent.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Everything is Rent. You're perfect.
Thank goodness. With Beth Appel.
If you're in Los Angeles on Tuesday nights, I perform with Cardinal Redbird is So LA every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock at UCB Franklin.
If you're lucky, they might bring Cheez-It Ruffles.
Oh, my.
It's Grooves.
Oh, Grooves. Okay. Cheez-It Grooves.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, God. I'm going to leave here and immediately go get some Grooves.
Yeah.
You got to get your groove on.
Baby, if that's not the slogan, they're making a mistake.
I mean, they've got to. I'm going to be directing a play called Frigid Bitches. I am directing it. It's going up in June of 2018. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Claspy. For all you claspy heads.
Claspy headsies.
And you know what? I'm just walking around town. I'll be your friend.
If you see Sarah, please come up to her and say, I'm a claspy headsie. let her know that you're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll give you a cool fist bump and we could be friends.
Hell yeah. She looks cool. Oh, thank you so much for being my guest. It was so fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
this was delightful.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lizard People. I've been your host, Caitlin Hempstead. And if you're interested in supporting the show, you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Bye.
Campfire.